Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are talking with Dr. Paul Bennett, the outgoing superintendent of the Peace River School Division, who announced his retirement last week. And first off, Paul, congratulations on the announcement. And you still have quite a bit of time left, so you're just not gone just yet, are you?
No, it's my effective date of retirement would be August 31st, 2021. I'm currently on a two-year contract with the division. And I felt last week that I should certainly articulate to the board that it was my intention to retire from Peace River School Division effective August 31st, 2021.
All right. And I guess I got to ask, what made you finally decide it's time?
I think certainly coming of age is one factor for sure. I'll be at the age where, you know, by that time, and actually in January of 2021, I'll be, you know, at the age where I qualify to receive a retirement pension from the Alberta Teachers Retirement Fund. So that was certainly one factor. By the time I finish my tenure here as the superintendent of schools, I will have spent 32 years in education as a teacher, and 31 of those will have been in administration. I got into school principalship in my second year of teaching, and that's not usually the norm, but it, you know, ended up being my case, and so I thought it's time. Also looked at other factors in the school division, and you know there will be other retirements in the next couple of years, and I felt it would be good to for the division if a new superintendent could come on board to help the division, you know, move forward instead of a new superintendent being hired at a time when other people were also retiring. So basically looking at the succession plan for the division, looking at the well-being of all of our students, staff, parents, community, I felt it was the time was right for me to move on. I feel I've certainly had a lot of accomplishments, you know, that haven't been all of my doings. I've certainly had support from a great staff and trustees and school community partners, parents, you know, over the years, and at some point you have to call it a day, and for me it's 2021.
No doubt about that. And I guess, as you had mentioned, you had spent the last 31 of your 32 years in education administration. The one year you weren't, would it have been as a teacher? And if so, what were you teaching before you made the jump to administration?
At that time, I taught school in Cadott Lake, which was then Northland School Division, so, you know, not too far away from here. Much of my career has been in the Peace region, and at that point in time, I taught a little bit of everything, probably, you know, certainly from K to 9. I tended to probably specialize in junior high, grade 7, 8, and 9. I always had a passion for teaching junior high mathematics, but I, you know, when I was in some of these smaller schools, I taught whatever I needed to teach, and I've, you know, taught pretty well everything that there is. While in Newfoundland for a couple of years as a principal there, I also taught an array of courses and certainly taught high school in Newfoundland as well.
Okay, awesome. And I guess now that the time's kind of winding down here, I guess as we could say, you had mentioned in a previous interview we had done together that you had never seen anything like the situation that had hit us with COVID. And I guess as you kind of ride off into the sunset here, my question is that have you ever seen anything like that in your 32 years of education that's really put the world to a standstill, number one? And number two, talk about how it helped you and the school division, and I guess other school divisions, really become adaptive to an ever-changing world in education. And it almost seemed like a lot of these changes were happening anyways, but in your opinion, do you think that maybe COVID just kind of more sealed these ideas that this is how where education's going?
Yeah, so first of all, Kenny, I definitely haven't had to navigate, you know, a school nor a school jurisdiction through any waters, quite like COVID-19 has presented. So it's been an extreme challenge. But I will say that I do believe it is, I always believe there are opportunities, no matter how negative a situation might appear to be. I believe that with technology that is available to us, I think we've been on the cusp of doing great things with technology. What I do believe will happen, Kenny, is I do believe that these opportunities that are being provided to students because of COVID-19, you know, with the at-home learning opportunities and whatnot, I think schools and the way we do business is going to be changed forever. I know that when I was interviewed for the position of superintendent of schools, the position I currently have, back in 2009, I talked about the fact that, you know, we in Peace River School Division, we have done alternative delivery methods with high school, and many of our high school programs in our smaller schools are so small that we can't afford to allocate a full-time teacher when numbers are really, really low. We've used, you know, we used to call it video conferencing, now blended learning. And I remember back in the spring of 2009 when I was interviewed for this position, talking to the trustees about the fact that I felt there was potential for us to look at alternative delivery even for elementary education. I think the time has now come, and I believe that COVID-19 sort of forced our hand a bit in that. And I've certainly talked to, at this point, hundreds of parents this summer about alternative options for their students. And it seems like, you know, the things that we did last year from March until June resonated well with lots of parents. I mean, there were some cases where parents said, you know, Paul, it didn't work out overly well for my child, but yet I have had probably more people than not who have said, this was really good. My kid seems to have done better in this type of an environment than they did in the traditional place called school. So on that note, Kenny, I do believe that what has happened will change the face of education, certainly in the immediate term and in the long term. And I don't think it will all be negative. I think there's increased opportunities that are coming about as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah, and I guess because we could talk about this, there are two types of schools in our own province like this, and I'm thinking Northern Lakes College in terms of colleges and Athabasca University in terms of online education. And these are two particular institutions that really have been working on this for, you know, like 50 years. I think both of them celebrated their 50-year anniversaries this year. So it's almost like it's already been there, but now do you think that maybe that the situation just gave more of a spotlight on it? On those types of education delivery models.
Yeah, for sure, Kenny. The two models you've talked about are, you know, have been in place for adults. But like I said earlier, I think the resiliency of younger kids is such that we can do education more, you know, with distance delivery, more with technology than we have been doing. Of course, what we do need to always remember, though, for young children, the school is also a place where we provide programs that are catering to the mental health and mental well-being of our students, and sometimes that can be lacking in an at-home learning version. So we need to, you know, give some credence to that. But I think probably on a go-forward basis, we'll see parents more readily asking for options. They may not want to do that for all of their kids' career, but certainly for part of it, they could be very well looking to mix it up a bit. So, you know, it could be 1 year they might be in school, another year they could look at some form of distance delivery, some form of technologically assisted learning. And so, again, I believe, you know, because parents hadn't tried a different model, because students hadn't tried a different model, the COVID-19 has forced them into it. And I believe it could be part and parcel, you know, of the future going forward.
All right, awesome. And I guess the final thing is that you still have a year left, approximately. Well, yeah, a little bit over a year and a week. So, in saying that, what are some of the final things you'd like to get done before you hang them up?
Well, for sure, I'd like to continue to provide senior leadership in the division, especially in the area of COVID-19. Certainly, like to do work with that. Continue my leadership in the area of professional development with our staff. I did last year work with an acquaintance at the University of Alberta, and we were able to put in place a master's program, of which I'll be teaching a course in that program in a couple of weeks here. And basically really looking forward to that. The intent of that was to be able to build some form of succession planning. I've already had people that are participants in that Master's in Education program who have applied and have been successful in acquiring administrative positions, and that's certainly one of the main reasons that that program was put in place. I myself, when I finished my doctoral program in 2018, my area of writing was in the area of educational partnerships in Mennonite communities. We certainly have growing numbers of Mennonite families in the Peace River School Division area, and not to force anything at them in the way of education, but again, to provide them with options and to sit down and have conversations about ways that they might participate in education that Peace River School Division offers, whether that's on a part-time or a full-time basis. We're quite open as a division to that. We also in Peace River School Division have a lot of partnerships that enhance education and enhance community living at the same time, and I've been deeply involved in those for the last many years. And I really appreciate that, the commitment of communities, parents, and students in this region is second to none. And I really, thrive on making those partnerships, making new ones, and strengthening the ones that are already in existence. So there's no slowing down for me in the next year, but I will also be glad to work with my successor when that individual is named to ensure that there's a smooth transition. I certainly care very, very deeply about Peace River School Division. I spent a quarter of a century of my life here, and I wish the division nothing but the best and look forward to playing a part in ensuring the transition is as smooth as possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Bennett, for your time today.
Thank you, Kenny. All the best.
All right. This is Paul Bennett, Superintendent for the Peace River School Division.